I want you to go to Galatians chapter 4. Say, Father, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my spirit does perceive that you're speaking to me. I kind of have a double-edged message today. And I want to give you what he was showing me in chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3. You know, St. Paul called them foolish because they were trying to do things on their own. And I don't know anybody who could relate to that.
No.
So you could probably look at your neighbor and say, well, you and I are Mr. Fix-It.
You and I are Mr. Fix-It.
But we could retire.
We could retire.
And let God do it.
And let God do it.
It would be a lot better.
And easier.
And quicker. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 26. St. Paul is saying loud and clear, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. It's through faith in Christ Jesus that you are sons. Okay? And for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. You have clothed yourself with an anointing. That's the word Christ. You have put it on. Okay? So obviously, there's a reality check sometimes when we realize that we are sons and daughters, but we don't always feel that way. So if we go by our emotions, we fail. But if we go by the Holy Spirit, we win. Verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So there's unity and harmony in Christ Jesus. And you are one. You're not divided. Men and women divide themselves because of traditions of men, not the traditions of the Holy Father. The anointed Father, who is the Father of our spirit, said we are all his sons. Okay? No slaves, no male nor female. We are one. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What I am saying, verse 1 of 4, what I am saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave. Although he owns the whole estate, he is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights as sons. Say, the full rights as sons are mine.
The full rights as sons are mine.
But Father's waiting for me to grow up.
Father's waiting for me to grow up.
My friend here just said that he has a four-year-old now. Would he allow that four-year-old to drive the truck down the road? No way. No way. Well, your heavenly Father is not going to let you drive until you mature and grow up. So if you want to act like a four-year-old in the realm of the Spirit and think that you're going to get whatever you want, it wouldn't be wise on the Father's part, would it? So your Heavenly Father kind of holds back. to see how you're going to act and react, just like he did with all of us. So nobody is going to be mature in sonship until the Father says, ha-ha. Verse 6, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, which is what we declared earlier in the service. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. Verse 8, formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. Yet they call themselves gods, yes? But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my effort on you. I plead with you, brothers, become like me, for I became like you. That particular verse should give you a clue about thinking about yourself or myself higher and better than anyone else. Because we're all the same. Amen. Under the anointing of the Lord, we are all one. You have done me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. What has happened to all your joy, I can testify that if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but not for good. What they want is to alienate you from us so that you may be zealous for them. So there was competition in the church at that time. It is fine to be zealous provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, and not just when I am with you, my dear children, from whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. I want to kind of leave that there, because what I'm trying to say to you is Christ's forming in us is the job of the Holy Spirit. And yesterday, when my wife was waiting for the ambulance to transfer her to the nursing home, there were two young men that came. And they had to wait for doctor's orders. All the paperwork has to be in line. And one of the young men, I believe he was the driver of the vehicle, came forward and introduced himself and told us that he would be out in the hallway. And his buddy was named Christopher. So when it came time that all the paperwork was signed and ready, they both helped my wife to get on the gurney and so on and so forth. They strapped her in and off they went. But I happened to say, we have a Christopher in our family. And I said, he is a very, let's say, challenged young man, but always truly enjoyed being a fireman. And this young Christopher lit up like a Christmas tree. Now, you know God prepares things ahead. Anybody know that? So I'm going to walk out towards the parking lot, and they're going to take her in another elevator going for the ambulance. Well, I'm now reaching one of the streets that leaves the hospital. And we're on Armory Street, and the ambulance goes right by in front of my nose, and I get behind it. Now, I have no idea which ambulance is what. But the Lord said, your wife is in there. Follow the ambulance. Anybody know that there was brains all over the place? Meaning, it can't be. You didn't see them. You didn't see them leave. You don't know which kind of ambulance, etc., etc. But I heard, follow the ambulance. So I followed the ambulance. Sure enough, turned onto 291, heading towards Wilbraham. And I'm praying in the spirit. And I don't dare let my brains go out because my brain's going to get me in trouble. Anybody know your brain can get you in trouble? Prayed in the spirit all the way to Route 20. And then the Lord said, just keep an eye on them, because I went by them because they were on the right-hand side and there was double lanes and it was free passage. So I figured, well, I'm going to keep on going. So I get to the nursing home ahead, but the Holy Spirit said, you have a word for Christopher. And I said, okay. He said, I want you to declare it to him. Okay, Lord. I don't know how you're going to do all this, but it's going to be interesting, right? So, sure enough, is the exact ambulance that drove him behind me and at the nursing home. And sure enough, my wife is removed from the ambulance. And so I know now this is God. He's got those kids cornered. No chance for them. So they brought her into her room. The biggest surprise was to see her in a private room, which was not expected. But it was very, very wonderful to see her in a place where she could function more easily because of the challenge. And as they got her into the bed and liberated the gurney, I said to the young Christopher, I said, I would like permission to pray for you if you will give me permission. Oh, he said, yes. And I knew what the Holy Spirit had already told me, so I just proceeded to give him the word. And the word was that the Holy Spirit would have his angels open every door for him to become the fireman that he wants to become, because it's been in his heart since he's a little boy. And God would open the way where there was no way. Because of the Holy Spirit, he would complete his heart's desire. And he welled up because it was on target. And I said to the Lord, why me? And he says, why not you? So that should give you a clue. When it's time to speak, you open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit do what he needs to do. So I did. So he gave me half a hug, and the other guy says, what about me?
Oh, come on now.
So anyway, there was a word for him, but mostly that he had a heart to help people, and that's why he was on the job doing what he's doing. Well, I wish you could have seen the two nurses' aides that were in the room. It was quite a time of, you know, watching God at work. You say, did you have church at the nursing home? Yes, we did. Did we have church on the 7th floor of Bay State Medical Center? Yes, we did, because I ended up praying for Michael Ludkowitz, who was in the same floor, just down the major hall. And so God knows how to take care of you. He knows how to take care of each and every problem that you think you have. Did you hear me? That you think you have. So this is the other part that he wanted me to share with you. He told me to take you to Romans chapter 8, verse 6 through 8. For the mind set on the flesh is death. The mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's pretty wild. But the commentator here says, our high calling can be discovered through emptying ourselves for our own inclination and opinions through the washing of his anointed word and relying upon the faithful leading of the Holy Spirit. It is through the stripping process and the assuming the heart of a servant that true spiritual authority is recognized in heaven. A bondservant is one who yields his will to the will of the master. Philippians 2, verses 7 and 8. So you might consider that one. Philippians 2, verses 7 and 8. He emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Comments. There are religious spirits roving to and fro, seeking a forum to impart legalism and opinions. Debate, judgment, and criticism inherently appealing to the needs of the flesh. The religious spirit will produce death and hostility towards God, while the Holy Spirit generates life. The benefits of the kingdom of heaven are his glory, loving kindness, mercy, righteousness, peace, produced through the Spirit of truth. If we are going to be fruitful, we must be faithful to the Spirit of truth. It should be the heart's cry of all God's people to see the glory abiding in the land. Confirmation verse, Psalms 26, verse 3. Thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I repeat, thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. What am I saying to you? I'm saying that there are times when there's going to be a press in your heart to do something that your brain says is stupid. And if you follow after the Lord and yield to the Holy Spirit, you're going to be able to deposit some seeds of life into a dull moment. These two young men were just ordinary young men working and getting a day's pay. And I told them, I said, you're getting a bonus today. Because in the midst of being paid, they got a word from heaven. Now, do they understand it? No, but I'm not worried. I deposited what I had to do. And God will confirm it to them, actually both of them, as they go forward in life. So here's what I would like you to do right now. I'd like you to just close your Bible. Yeah, come on up. Might as well take another trip, right? Because, you know, I don't want you to walk out of here the way you came in. I don't want you to go home without having courage to speak a word of knowledge. Yep. To speak a vision when the vision comes. To speak a word of life into the broken. To hold hands with those that don't have a clue about what tomorrow will bring. But your love, flowing out of your heart, will change their tomorrow and change their day. So if you'll close your eyes right now, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
we've gathered in harmony,
before your Holy Spirit,
and we're willing to take a chance.
Let my mouth be open.
Let my hands be ready
to lay on the sick.
To release grace.
Now
I want you to lift your hands. Lift them up. Say, Lord Jesus,
anoint my hands.
Anoint my voice.
Anoint my heart.
To give out the love.
That I have freely received.
It's my day today.
To
bless somebody. To hold them close. And give them a future. Should you give me a word of knowledge?
I ask for grace.
To speak speak it out.
To speak it out.
And not to bow to fear.
And not to bow to fear.
Because I am.
Because I am.
A son and a daughter.
A son and a daughter.
Of the Most High God.
Of the Most High God.
And our God loves us.
And our God loves us.
He loves us as we are.
He loves us as we are.
And we are on a mission.
We are on a mission.
To bless our community.
To bless our community.
To bless this city.
To bless this city.
To bless this state.
To bless this state.
To bless the United States.
To bless the United States.
For your glory, Lord.
For your glory, Lord.
For your glory.
For your glory.
I'm yours, Lord.
I'm yours, Lord.
Everything I am.
Everything I am.
Everything I have.
Everything I have.
It's to worship you.
It's to worship you.
And I promise to obey.
And I promise to obey.
Speak to my heart today.
Speak to my heart today.
Speak through my mouth today.
Speak through my mouth today.
To bless those that are broken.
To bless those that are broken.
That's my job.
That's my job.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's my job.
That's my job.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm giving full warning.
I'm giving full warning.
The enemy's under my feet.
The enemy's under my feet.
He will be trampled on.
He will be trampled on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me.
Now in the spirit.
Quiero saliera, hey ora sera, hey o callara que quiera sa. Hiere te, hey callo toro calle, adme saci a terra mi son.
And now may his anointing be upon you as you go forth in obedience.
Yes.
And may his anointing refresh you this day.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we ask that you share. We ask that you share. We ask that you share. We